Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Colonel Jeff McCausland. CBS News, as well as a visiting professor of international relations at Dickinson College, discussing NATO, where Jeff served for many years flying around the world for NATO. Jeff, the news is this from the Agence France. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that support for a parallel European-only mutual defense organization risks dividing and weakening the Atlantic alliance. I understand that France is disappointed, said Mr. Stoltenberg, following the revelation of the AUKUS alliance, UK, Australia, and the United States. However, Mr. Stoltenberg went on to say, what I don't believe in is any efforts to try to do something outside the NATO framework or compete with or duplicate NATO, because NATO remains the cornerstone, the bedrock, and also actually of European security and North American security. Jeff, there's been talk of a European military or a European apparatus for many decades. Is this different now, or is it just the unhappiness in Paris?
I think it's somewhat different now, John, in a couple of ways. One is there is this concern that the United States is looking elsewhere, particularly with the so-called pivot to Asia. And if the 20th century was, for the United States, the century of Europe, and we had three wars in Europe in the 20th century, World War I, II, and the Cold War, I think most people would agree, economically, demographically, et cetera, that the 21st century will be the century of Asia. And that caused shivers to go through the spine of many Europeans. But on the other hand, it's very similar because the Europeans, you're right, John, have talked about an alternative or a parallel security structure. They talked about the Western European Union, which was supposed to be the military arm of the EU. Way back in the 1960s, they talked about a multilateral force, actually having a multinational crew for nuclear submarines that would carry nuclear weapons. But none of those things came to fruition, really, for two reasons. While the countries of Europe might agree on a lot, getting them all to agree on national security policy and corresponding forces was going to be difficult. And certainly for those nuclear powers, the British and the French, for example, to allow participation by other members of the alliance in nuclear control orders, be they German, Spanish, Italian, Greek, now Estonian or Latvian, was a bit of a stretch. And then finally, of course, in the economic terms, Mr. Trump berated the Europeans, frankly, rightfully so, for their unwillingness to increase their defense spending and meet the targets established by NATO of 2% of their GDP. If they're now going to create a parallel structure while maintaining the capabilities supposedly for NATO, and also, oh, by the way, keeping up with the dramatic changes we see in technology and investment in military forces, where are the funds going to come from a Europe that is demographically aging, number one. Number two, does not show the political willpower, I would argue, to convince its population to make those kind of huge investments.
There is also news from NATO AP within these hours that it has expelled 8 members of Russia's mission to the military alliance, saying they were secretly working as intelligence officers. This has happened before, Jeff, over the years. Russia has observer status in many of the operations for NATO. There's been a ambiguity since the end of the Cold War about Russia as an opponent, adversary, a competitor. How do you measure NATO today with regard to Russia, which is a growing military threat?
Well, it's very different than the Soviet Union. While the Soviet Union had the land power that they could threaten to, with their Warsaw Pact allies, to actually conduct a large-scale conventional assault across the inter-German border in an effort to quickly destroy NATO and present the United States with a fait accompli, the Russian military no longer has that conventional force. That being said, the large-scale nuclear forces Mr. Putin has created does provide the Russians two things that they desperately want. One is their ability, and they still worry about this, to deter any kind of an attack by the United States or certainly our European allies who have nuclear weapons, the British and the French. But secondly, does possession of this large arsenal then allow them to intimidate NATO members or NATO as an alliance to keep them at arm's length from intervening should the Russians decide to do something? Let's say the Russians decide to intervene in the Ukraine or even make some kind of a hybrid warfare assault against one of the Baltic republics. Does the possession of these new generation nuclear weapons deter NATO from responding? And in a similar vein, we talked a moment ago about China. This Chinese expansion of its nuclear forces in a dramatic way then give them the room to leverage more things out of Taiwan, thinking that the United States would not respond because of that threat of a larger scale Chinese nuclear capability.
Do you at this point measure that the U.S. public, we just have 30 seconds, is fully informed of the need for NATO? Do you think that is being communicated adequately, Jeff?
No, it's not. And this is one thing Mr. Biden talked about to Stoltenberg, is this new strategic concept. What NATO has to answer is the following question. What is this all about? It was clear during the Cold War, which was to deter that Soviet alliance attack against NATO. Now, particularly after Afghanistan, what is the purpose of the alliance? Are the European allies interested in signing up to which is more of a worldwide commonality of interest and providing the resources to back that up alongside the United States? That will be the question.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army, retired, CBS News. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.